Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Zero Hour, a prequel to Zero Tolerance, Lost Kings, MC, by Autumn Jones Lake. Narrated by Troy Duran and Anastasia Whatley. Infatuated. Zero. My president is finally going to make this happen. President, as in the president of my motorcycle club and one of my best friends. Known Rock since I was a teenager. Love him like a brother. There aren't many things I won't do for him. Including eating dinner at an obnoxious yuppie hangout while we wait for the woman he's had a hard-on for about 2 years now to show up. Whatever. I'm along for the ride to make sure my brother doesn't beat the shit out of someone before Hope gets here. He's that wound up over the pretty lawyer. While we're finishing our food, Rock nods to the front door. That's Sophie, he says, indicating a thin, dark-haired woman. She glances up and winks at us. Now I understand how he got talked into this whole thing. Hot. Rock glares at me and I laugh. Christ, this girl better show up or he's gonna be one grumpy fucker. I'm not laughing 2 seconds later when Sophie's friend follows her in. Now she's a knockout. Who's the one with the big tits? Another glare from him. Don't know. I call her that to make him laugh, when really it's her big, expressive eyes and long, almost black hair that grabs my attention. It's another half hour before Rock's girl shows up. He's so tense I'm surprised he doesn't explode at the sight of her. Yet, he doesn't make his move right away. Time to poke the lion. Your girl's here now? Yeah, she's here, he answers without looking at me. Gonna go talk to her or sit there like a stump all night drooling over her tight ass? Not yet. He turns his death glare on me. Keep your eyes off her ass. I shrug and try not to laugh again. The plan is for Sophie to get Hope drunk so Rock can swoop in and offer her a ride home. My plan is to get Big Tits alone. Maybe even find out her name. Definitely find out what color her eyes are and if her tits are real or not. The girls go through a round of drinks. After a while, they're loud enough to hear all the way up here. Let's go. Rock stands and motions me down the stairs. About fucking time. People hurry to get out of our way. I doubt this bar sees many bikers. Certainly none with the ferocious face Rock's wearing. Smooth as a motherfucker, Rock slides in behind her. She reaches out to him and all his smooth vanishes. He can't even answer the simple question she asks. I consider letting him flounder, but finally rescue my brother. Just in the area and got hungry. How you doing, Hope? I don't think I've actually ever officially met her, but she's too drunk to question me. Hasn't let go of Rock's hand yet, either.
Who your friends, Hope?
Big Tits asks after Hope and Rock finish eye-fucking each other some more. Across the table, Sophie giggles and bumps her shoulder into Big Tits. Hope shakes her head and turns toward her friends.
Rock, you've met Sophie. This is Lily, Mara, and Ross is over at the bar. Guys, this is a former client of mine, Rock, and...
Z, I offer with a smile aimed at Big Tits. Lily. Lily. Rolls right off my tongue. I am definitely fucking her. While they discuss who's driving where, I catch Lily's eye. Where are you headed, sugar? Jesus Christ. When she tilts her head in my direction and focuses her big brown eyes my way, I forget to breathe. Her perfect pouty pink lips curve into a seductive smile.
You planning to drive me all the way up to Lake George?
She asks in a throaty voice. Hell yes. I'll drive her to the Mexican border and back if she'll say my name and her phone sex operator purr all night. I'll take the drive, I answer a little too fast. After Rock takes Hope home, I focus all my charms on Lily. One way or another, I want her under me tonight.
Lily. It seems like Sophie's plan to get Hope and Rock together is gonna work out well for me, too. Holy fuck. I've never seen a hotter guy than Z. He hasn't been willing to disclose his real name yet. Doesn't matter. He can give me a ride anywhere he wants. Preferably on that big, sexy body of his. What he has underneath his hooded sweatshirt and leather vest looks promising. All his good looks and charm probably mean he's a lousy lay. In my experience, most guys who spend that much time keeping themselves in shape are either compensating for tiny dicks and lousy skills, or assume women are so eager to jump into bed with them they don't have to make an effort. My stomach flips when we step outside and I run my gaze over his bike, pressing myself up against him for the 45-minute drive while that big machine rumbles underneath us. I'm in trouble. Z glances at me, and I swear there's concern darkening his perfect features.
"You're gonna be chilly, Lily," he says.
We stare at each other, then laugh at the rhyme. My gaze travels over his body. "You'll make it worth it, right?"
"Hell yeah."
One corner of his mouth lifts in a sexy smirk. Then he shrugs out of his leather vest, pulls off his hooded sweatshirt, and hands it over. I raise an eyebrow at his outstretched arm. "No, you'll be cold."
"Snuggle up tight against me."
Yeah, like that's a hardship. Thinking of the things I want him to do to me when we get to my house keeps me warm on the drive up the Northway.
"You want to get a drink?"
Z shouts over the roar of the bike. He slows to take the ramp that will lead us into the village. Since it's early spring, the resort town doesn't have many shops or eateries open. "Sure," I shout back. He seems to know the area well, because he easily rides through town, looping through the park, and finally glides right into an open spot in front of one of the year-round townie bars. Mikey's pub still has a fair number of people filling the tiny space this late at night. We grab a quiet table in the back. After placing drink orders, Z moves his chair next to mine, close enough for our elbows and thighs to touch.
"So, Lily, friend of hope, what do you do?"
I hate answering this question. Most guys look at my big tits, long legs, and pretty face and assume I'm stupid. This guy is purely sex, so I don't give a fuck about impressing him. I doubt he'll understand what my job is, even if I explain it using construction paper and crayons. Fuck it. I'm a policy analyst for the legislature. His face registers surprise and interest? Okay, that's new.
"What's that like?"
he asks. I shrug. Boring, most days. People ask for my opinion all the time, but no one wants to actually implement the changes I suggest. New York is tough because it's such a politically diverse state. I'm about to go off on a tangent, so I stop myself. That's not what tonight is about, right?
"Yeah, I always thought we should just cut everything below Westchester County off and let them fend for themselves."
Typical upstate opinion. A lot of money flows from NYC, though. His lips twist in a wry grin.
"Lot of bullshit, too."
"What do you do?" He points to his vice president patch. "That's it? VP of a motorcycle club?" I didn't mean to sound so dismissive. His eyes narrow, but there's a glimmer of amusement there, so I don't think he minds.
"It keeps me busy. The MC owns Crystal Ball. Right now, I manage it with one of the other guys."
I burst out laughing. "I know CB well. I used to dance at Club Salvatore before you guys had it shut down." He doesn't bother denying that his club was responsible for the shutdown.
"No shit."
Our waitress drops off our drinks, and we both remain silent until she leaves. "No shit. That's how I paid for undergrad and my master's degree."
"I'm impressed. A lot of girls say they're just dancing until they finish school. Few ever leave the life."
"Yeah, well, tits are only perky for so long. No one wants to see old and wrinkly twirling around the pole." His sensual mouth twists into a grin.
"Babe, I can't imagine there is anything old and wrinkly on that body."
"Not yet. I'm just saying, I saw plenty of girls like you're talking about. Looks don't last forever. I wanted something more secure, so I made sure I finished school."
good plan. What else do you do?
Are we really doing this? I thought the appeal of a one-night stand was cutting out the small talk.
Whoa.
He places his hand over his heart.
What an assumption. I'm just offering a pretty girl a ride home.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize you expected me to play hard to get. Continue. I'm intrigued. Z has this peculiar charm that gets my blood simmering. I expected a filthy, dirty sex god biker, but instead, he's playful and charming.
Nah, babe, I like direct. That totally works for me.
So we are going to fuck, I blurt out. What's wrong with me tonight? Normally, I enjoy the coy chase and seduction games. But this guy has my panties so soaked, I'm afraid to stand up.
Absolutely.
His warm hand curls around mine, picking it up so he can brush his lips over the back. My skin tingles everywhere he touches. His other hand lands on my leg under the table, slowly trailing under my dress, up my thigh. My legs part, and his fingers brush against the satin crotch of my underwear. His eyes widen when he feels how wet they are. His sexy lips press against my ear.
Let's fuck here. I'll meet you in the bathroom.
My palm wraps around his bicep, a handful of granite muscle. Christ, that's hot. I've missed muscle and men who actually care about their appearance more than their fat wallets. You can't be serious, I manage to protest.
Like fuck I'm not.
His finger strokes a little harder against my satin-covered pussy lips.
You're wet and ready. I'm hard as a fucking hammer. Let's go.
Wow. I'm in serious trouble, because I can't stop myself from imagining him fucking me up against the wall in the bathroom. Him pushing my dress up around my hips while ripping my panties off. Our sweaty bodies sliding against the ancient wood paneling. Pure, furious, raw fucking. I can't believe I'm actually considering it. Then my practical side kicks in. There's the danger of getting caught and never being able to show my face in Mikey's pub again. Even worse, the wrong person could catch us, the cops are called, and my career swirls down the toilet. No. What now? Did I just turn this hotter-than-sin man down? Yes, I did. And I have a completely logical reason. I can't remember what that reason is, with his finger gently stroking over my clit. Fuck. He pulls away.
No.
Thank God he stopped. Now I can think. No. No, sweaty, quick fuck. I give his bicep a squeeze. I want to see you in all your naked glory. I have a feeling there's one spectacular body under there. Am I nuts, or did his cheeks turn a tad pink?
Yeah, okay. Ditto. Where?
My place. He quirks an eyebrow.
You're okay bringing the biker thug home with you?
What an odd question. Well, yeah. You're not gonna mug me, are you? His face breaks into a grin, and I realize he's got these amazing dimples. A biker with dimples. He'll probably shoot me if I tell him how cute he is.
No, but you were right. No quick fuck.
Another smile, another peek at his dimples. Unreal. A couple seconds after shutting him down, and he's amused. Is that right? My voice barely rises above the thumping in my chest. He leans in closer. Warm lips brushing against my ear.
Yeah.
Desire shivers down my spine. Let's go.
Zero. I finally met my match. Not that the girls who hang out at my MC aren't eager and willing, but holding an actual conversation with one can be rough. This girl, I almost want to talk to her as much as I want to fuck her. Sex wins, but it's close, and that's new for me. Outside the bar, I reach over and take her hand without thinking. Dangerous move, maybe. She glances down at our intertwined fingers as if she's as surprised as I am. She directs me to her house with a series of taps against my shoulder, and somehow I find the secluded, wooded driveway. "You live here all by yourself?" I ask as soon as I shut the bike down.
"Yeah, you're safe," she teases.
Lights flood the front yard.
"Motion sensors," she explains. "Don't worry, my dad's not waiting up for me or anything."
"So this is your parents' house?" She cocks her head and drills me with a serious stare.
"No, it's mine. Bought and paid for it myself."
This seems important to her, so I nod. "Cool, I respect that." "I do. I've worked hard for everything I have, even if some of that work is outside the law. So I got respect for anyone who makes their own way." Our feet crunch over the gravel drive. She's walking slow. I glance over and catch her watching her feet.
"I usually park closer to the porch," she mutters.
"Shit, I hadn't been thinking about her heels and the uneven ground. Sorry." I pull her close and swing her up into my arms.
"Ah!"
She gasps and taps my chest.
"Put me down?"
"No way. This will be quicker."
"Eager, huh?"
"Fuck yes." When my foot hits her bottom step, I loosen my hold, allowing her to slide down my body in the most seductive way possible. She lands on the next step, but keeps her arms looped around my neck so we're nose to nose.
"You're charming for a biker thug."
"Don't get the wrong idea."
"I already have a lot of wrong ideas."
She swoops in and presses her lips against mine. For a second, I'm too surprised to respond. Not used to chicks making the first move. My hands move first, sliding right down her tight curves to squeeze her ass and pull her tight to me. She gasps, and I use her surprise to take her mouth hard and urgent. After letting me have my way with her lips and tongue, she throws her head back, inviting me to taste her skin.
"Oh, you do this a lot, don't you?"
she asks, breaking my concentration.
"I bet the girls take one look at you and can't drop their panties fast enough."
Her husky, raw voice fuzzes my brain so bad it takes a second for her words to sink in. "You want me to ask the same question, sugar?" My voice has an edge to it, a mix of pissed off and turned the fuck on.
"Go ahead."
She grins as if she thinks she's going to beat me at some game. "Shut up," I say instead, and her smile widens. She's beautiful and cocky enough to make me think stupid things. My fingers twist into all her thick, long hair, pulling her against me for another taste of her mouth. Why'd her assumption bother me so much? Because it's true, or because I want more than one night out of her? This time I can't pry myself away. Eager, soft hands slide under my cut, slipping it down my shoulders. She pulls away to examine the leather.
"It's heavier than I thought,"
she whispers while tracing her fingers over the back patch.
"Skull and crown. Oddly pretty."
She folds it gently over her arm and leads me to her porch swing. She pushes me down into the swing, and it's strangely reminiscent of getting a lap dance. Except I can touch her. So I do. My hands skim up her sleek legs right up under her dress. When my thumbs brush against the skinny string at her hip, I yank hard, snapping it and tearing the underwear from her. Her husky laughter fills the air, teasing my dick.
"You owe me a pair of panties now."
"I'll happily pay up." My fingers seek and stroke against her slick, bare skin, and she hisses. I can't help but lean and kiss the area I'm touching. She gasps and twists her fingers in my hair. Suddenly, I'm consumed with the need to see every inch of her body. Take my time. Explore and savor this woman. I've had enough quick, sweaty, anonymous hookups in the dark. Let's go inside.
It's fun on the porch swing.
She steps back and slides her hands over her dress, putting everything in place. Well, everything but the panties I ripped off. Will it be too creepy of me to stuff them in my pocket and keep them as a trophy? I'm sure it is, but I'm not into getting mosquito bites on my balls. That makes her laugh and back up a step. I used the space to push out of the swing and wrap my arms around her, lifting her against me. At the door, she leans down and pushes it open. "Don't you lock that?"
"No one locks their doors out here."
I shake my head, but I'll have to address her security needs later. I twist the lock behind us before carrying her farther into the house.
Lily.
Bedroom.
"Guess," I tease, and he groans. His hand squeezes my ass, and I almost wriggle out of his hold.
"Careful, I don't want to drop you, sugar."
"I know you won't." A smile tugs at the corner of his mouth. He has to be the most ridiculous combination of sexy, dangerous, and impish I've ever met. Maybe one night with him is a bad idea. Except I can't possibly see there being anything else between us. When he reaches my room, he sets me down next to my bed gently. Before I make another move, he tucks his finger under my chin and tips my head up to meet his winter blue eyes.
"You sure you still want this?"
"Be more specific." His mouth twists into a wry smile.
"You sure you still want my cock?"
"Oh, yes. You're not getting away now." He grins even wider and slides his finger down my neck, over my collarbone, to the edge of my dress.
"Take this off."
Our eyes lock as I reach behind me to pull the zipper down and lower the dress. He doesn't back up even an inch, so I end up letting it drop to the floor and kicking it to the side.
"Keep going,"
he growls, just loud enough for me to make out the words. "Not fair."
"Who said this was gonna be fair?"
His words are cocky, but his breathing has picked up. I thrust my chin at him and cross my arms over my chest to stop the trembling. Guys don't usually make me nervous. "Lose the shirt." The words come out with more confidence than I'm actually feeling.
"I knew you were gonna be fun,"
he mutters as he slips his t-shirt over his head and tosses it on top of my discarded dress. Oh, Jesus, that's nice. He's big, everywhere. Rough, tattoos flowing over every inch of skin. Beautiful, intricate pieces of art that must have taken many hours to complete. He'd be intimidating, except for the smile and dimples. I raise an eyebrow, and he chuckles. His hands work his belt loose, shoving his jeans down his legs. He falters for a second while he works his boots off, then pushes everything to the side. His hand grips my hip, pulling me close so his face can nuzzle my neck, his raspy cheek rough against my skin.
"Your turn," he whispers.
0. The heat pouring off Lily fucks with my head, but it's no match for her naked skin. Losing the dress almost makes me lose my mind. I have to step back so I can take all of her in. I rub my hand over my chin, wiping away any stray traces of drool. "Fuck me. You must have made a fortune dancing," she snorts.
"That's a few years behind me."
"Whatever. I'd hire her right this second, and end up beating every man who looked at her half to death."
"I don't like that you're comparing me to other..."
I stop her before she finishes the ridiculous thought. "Trust me, there's no comparison. Turn around." She chuckles but complies. I'm glad she's facing away, because my dropped jaw expression probably makes me look like a dipwad who's never seen a naked chick in his life. But fucking hell, she's hot. Her hips curve perfectly to fit my hands as I yank her against me. My lips find her shoulder, kissing a path to her ear. "You're fucking perfection."
"Thank you."
Love her confidence. I'm so over chicks who offer weak denials when you pay them a compliment. She trembles as my hands make their way from her hips to cup her tits. Also perfect and real. Everything in me is screaming to get inside this woman, but still, I take my time. She leans against me and sighs.
"I've condoms in the top drawer."
She tips her head to the side toward her nightstand. Condoms, plural, huh?
Definitely.
She reaches back and gives my cock a quick squeeze through my briefs.
I think the first time will be pretty quick.
I'm too amused to be insulted. Besides, she's probably right. Her breasts are still in my hands and I squeeze gently, loving the feel of her soft, round flesh against my rough hands. Her nipples beg for my thumbs to brush over the stiff tips. She whimpers and arches her back, driving her ass right into my dick. Another second of this and I'll snap. My hand glides down her belly, then over her mound, fingers dipping between her thighs and along her slick lips. "You want me?" She replies by moaning and wiggling against my hand, gasps when I find her opening and shove two fingers inside. "Spread your legs." I dip down to get a better angle as she does what I ask, and I'm loving the feel of her slick heat squeezing my fingers. My thumb brushes against her clit and she jolts. "You close?" She hums and shakes her head. "That's hot, but I need some words, Lily. Tell me."
"No, not yet."
"Honesty. I like it. Get on the bed." She turns and perches on the edge of the bed. Her hands dive for my underwear, tugging it down my legs, and she follows it to the floor. Kneeling in front of me, she glances up and smiles. One of her hands wraps around my cock, stroking a few times before taking me in her mouth. Fuck. My hands tangle in her hair and I forget everything. Her tongue swirls over the tip while her hand strokes my shaft. Fuck, that's good. She takes me deeper, gliding forward and back. Best head I've ever had. I'm much too close to the edge, and this isn't how I want things to go down. Reaching over, I snag open her drawer and yank out a condom. She keeps sucking and licking right up until I've got the condom ready to roll down my dick, then pulls away with a smile on her face. "Get up on the bed." She hops up on the bed and scoots back, resting on her elbows, knees wide. Hot as fuck. Especially with that secret smile curving her reddened lips. As I crawl up her body, she loops her arms around my neck.
"I think you're the hottest man who's ever been in my bed."
I lower my mouth to kiss her, to shut her up because I don't want to think about her with anyone else. I thrust hard and she moans into my mouth. My hand cups her face, thumb brushing her cheek. I have to pound into her or die. She gasps, moans, then screams out a stream of sexy curses as she finds her release. "You've got a filthy mouth, Lily." She sucks in a deep breath and her lips tilt into a satisfied smirk.
"You've got a wicked cock."
Her words are low and husky. They're my undoing. A few short thrusts and my cock explodes. Fuck! I roll to the side, taking her with me, pulling her close. Kissing the top of her head, I brush her sweaty hair off her forehead and she smiles up at me.
"Going to stick around for round two?"
"Absolutely." She smiles even wider and, after a second, slips out from underneath me.
"Be right back."
Too spent to move, I watch her sexy ass sway out of the room. After I spot a wastebasket to toss the condom in, she still hasn't returned. Since we just met and all, I throw on my briefs before leaving the bedroom to find her. Because I'm a practical guy, I pluck a condom out of the nightstand drawer and tuck it in my waistband. The house is dark, but a soft glow from the kitchen leads me to Lily. As my feet touch the cold, tile floor, she turns.
"Hey, I was just grabbing some water,"
she explains. My mouth can't form any words. I'm too twisted from watching her stand casually naked in her kitchen. Instead, I walk up behind her, put my hands on her hips, and yank her against me. The way her body softens against mine brings my lips to her shoulder. She shivers as I kiss my way to her ear. "Aren't you worried about someone spying on you?" We are, after all, standing in front of her kitchen window. Except for the bedroom, none of her windows seem to have any coverings.
"No one's around for a few miles,"
she answers, and I grin when I hear the quiver in her voice. A second later, I'm laughing when she rubs her ass against my hardening dick. The friction knocks the little foil packet out of my waistband. Lily reaches down and plucks it up off the floor. She turns and faces me with raised eyebrow.
"Feeling hopeful?"
My shoulders lift. Can't help my grin from spreading. Safety first.
I like that.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?